Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Vav Omud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simen Reish Nun Dalet. In yesterday's share, we discussed the halachos brought down by the Mechaber in the Ramah about when you're baking bread on Erev Shabbos or baking a cake on Erev Shabbos, that it has to be cooked enough before Shabbos starts that there is a crust on it. And that way you're allowed to leave it on a non-blech oven and continue to have it bake on Shabbos. What happens if somebody did not follow this? So the Mechaber starts off today, the very top line, Chofov Amud Aleph. V'im nosan osum somel chashecha v'lo karmu pneim. If you put this dough or this cake into an oven that doesn't have a blech in it, and you did this before Shabbos starts, but there would not be enough time for it to have a crust develop on it before Shabbos. So then in this situation, im b'meizid, if the person did this intentionally, then osur ad motzei Shabbos b'chdei sheyosu, then you're not allowed to get any benefit from this on Shabbos, and you're not even allowed to get benefit from it on motzei Shabbos until after you've waited long enough for it to have baked on motzei Shabbos. So for example, again, if it takes an hour to go and bake, so you have to wait an hour after motzei Shabbos in order to be able to benefit from this bread or cake. The im b'shogeg, but if the person did this unintentionally, Erev Shabbos, he put it in there, he thought it would have enough time for it to bake, he didn't realize what time Shabbos was, and there wasn't enough time for it to get a crust on it before Shabbos, so this is b'shogeg. Im ein lo ma yochal, if there is no other food for this person to eat, no other bread, mutar lo lirdos mimenu mazon shlosh sudos, you are allowed to go and lirdos. Lirdos is the way they used to have their ovens, they used to basically attach the dough directly to the oven wall itself and then have to detach it from the oven wall when the bed was baked. This was an entire different way of baking than we have nowadays. So if the person did not have any other bread to eat that Shabbos, you'd be allowed to detach these breads from the wall, but not all of it. You'd only be allowed to detach mazon shalosh sudos, enough to have for the three meals of Shabbos. And he is allowed to go and tell other people who don't have anything to eat themselves, you can go take from my bread, it's going to go to waste anyway, I can't take it out of the oven, so you can go and take for yourself, people that don't have their own three sudos of Shabbos. Chavetz Chaim Bir Halacha Dibra Maslu V'Omer Li'Acherim tells us, Nira Dehu Atzmo Osir Lirdos Bishvilam, he himself cannot go and detach these breads for them, Avdeim Tzrichim Likimu Sudos, even though it's permissible for them to do it and they need it for the three meals of Shabbos, because we do not say that a person should go and sin and that another person should benefit. This is a concept we'll discuss more at the end of this year, so I won't go into it now. Dishfoot number 32 brings down from Renissan Karlitz Shlita that your own family is also considered in this regard like Acherim, and they therefore would have to go and detach the bread for themselves. You couldn't detach it for your own B'nai Beso. Now let's understand this then a little bit better by looking in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Lamed Aleph. If the person did this on purpose, he intentionally put the dough there too close to Shabbos, it won't have time to have a crust before Shabbos, so then it's forbidden also lirdos to go and detach these on Shabbos. Afilu ayidei shinoi, even if you do this in the not normal way. Vafilu im ein lo ma yochal, and this is true when he did it intentionally, even if there is no food for him. Vafilu im ein yehudi ridio, even if a non-Jewish person detached it, shalomi daito, without his asking him to do so, also lo lecho, you are not allowed to eat this. The Chavetz Chaim brings down in Sifkot and Lamed Beis in the Shaar HaTzion, the halo ha'afiyah ha'yoh be'issu, because this baking was done in a forbidden fashion, and we do not allow you to get any benefit from it. Mishneh Berurah Sifkot and Lamed Beis says you have to wait even after Shabbos, b'chdei she'yosu, hainu achila. This is talking about you have to wait to eat it till after Shabbos, aval haridiyah, but to detach it, minat tanur, pashut demutu, take it from Matzah Shabbos, because there is no isser. There is, as the Bir Heite says in Os Tes, the Ridiyas Apashfusi, it is prohibited on Shabbos to detach this bread from the oven. However, that's no longer a problem. Matzei Shabbos, the Isser is no longer there. The fact that the bread was baked on Shabbos, that makes you have to wait Kadesh Yasu, but you actually be allowed to detach it before you could eat it. The time for detaching it can be right away. The time for eating it has to be Kadesh Yasu. Mr. Bruce of Kotlam Gimel explains if he did this accidentally, however, why today are we saying that we don't make a knas over here? If you did a bishogi, we let you eat three meals, whereas previously we said that we do kansa shogi gotu mezid. Now, the reason why you're allowed to over here Even though normally we don't distinguish between shogig and mezid, why over here do we? So he says, pas achar lecho, since you have absolutely no other bread to eat over here, and and there is an obligation to have three meals of bread on Shabbos, so therefore, Mishnah Berurah explains, shari, we permit you in this situation, as opposed to avol tavshil, but so you won't have meat, you won't have a cooked dish. Ein chiyav kokach lecho b'Shabbos. Well, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. There is no mitzvah specifically, if you have to do it be'isser, to go and have a cooked dish. And therefore, ein hachanami, the bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah says, dim ein lo dover acher lecho klal. If you in fact have absolutely no other food to eat, then kim oso atavshil bilvad shehisha b'shogi, other than this food that you left on the oven unintentionally on Erev Shabbos, so then, even though we said yesterday that we do make a knas over here, so you shouldn't next time become lenient and say, oh yeah, I left it there by accident, wink, wink, when you really left it there on purpose. Nevertheless, if you have absolutely no other food, mutar lo liochlo, then you are allowed to, in fact, eat it on Shabbos. She'osur l'sanos b'Shabbos, because here there's an isser involved. You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, as we have already discussed, and as we'll learn again, Yitzhak Shem, k'mo shekosu b'simen reish peiches. Therefore, lefize, according to this, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the call I had to whom Ibn Eishin lo pasach alecho, the only reason you're allowed to do the redia sapas over here is because you have no other bread. Afilu betanurim shalanu. The nowadays, our tanurim, we don't bake the way they do. We don't slab the dough onto the side wall of the oven. We put it in a bekala. We put it in some sort of a pan. We put it on the grill or the grate in the oven. Nowadays we don't have this whole dinner redia sapas. Nevertheless, gam kain also listopic minapas. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to take out more than three sudos over here when you put it in a way that wasn't allowed, even if it was done unintentionally. Dishavu number 20 adds over here. If a person has the opportunity to get bread from somebody else, he'll go to his next door neighbor and get some challah rolls from them. Nevertheless, from Nissan Karl, it says, Sheitiru lo lirdosis apas. You still are allowed to go and detach the bread in this situation. We don't trouble you that you'd have to go and ask somebody else to give you bread. The issue number 21 brings down, how much bread are you allowed to detach for these three meals? So while the minimum share that you should have ideally is at least the kibetza, since it doesn't mention that, it implies mashma shemuta lirdos pas kefisher birtsono lecho. You can go and detach as much bread as you want for each of the meals. You can't detach for extra, for a different meal, or for a different time, but for the meals you could detach more than the minimal share necessary to fulfill eating bread at that meal. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Dalet brings down that you can detach three sudos. If you have one very big bread and you can have enough bread or challah in that one big challah that it would last you for all three meals of Shabbos, then shuv also lirdos, and you're not allowed to detach two additional rolls. Even though this will result that you won't have lecha mishnah and a full roll, which is preferable to always wash on a full roll, and obviously on Shabbos you need lecha mishnah ideally. Nevertheless, if you have one big bread that you detach that will give you enough of a shear to have three sudos of bread, then that's all you're allowed to do in this situation, because further than that is benefiting over here from this isser that you did, albeit you did the isser unintentionally. Tishvu number 22 brings down the fact that we said you're allowed to take out three meals worth of bread over here to detach it. That's obviously if you're doing this Friday night. If you're doing this on Shabbos morning, then you can only detach two meals. And if you're doing this on Shabbos afternoon, you can only detach one meal. Dishu foot number 23 points out that this din over here, that you can't detach the lecha mishnah, is in contrast to the din if there was a fire, rachmona litzlan, and there it says you're allowed to go and save bread, that you should have lecha mishnah for each of the meals. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Ukishu roda, when you do allow you to go and detach the bread over here, lo yirde b'marde. When you do detach it, you're not allowed to go do it with the formal utensil that a baker would normally use, what's called the marde, which is a baker's shovel. The Ramah says, pirush, this is from words that we find in Yeshaya, perek lamid, posuk chavdalid, berachas ubimizre. And the targum over there of a marde is a fala in Laz, which is a Spanish word apparently, that means shovel. So you shouldn't use this specialized implement over here. Ella, the Mechaber continues, Ella besakin uchayotzi bo. You should take a knife or some other instrument like a knife that will function essentially to allow you to detach the bread, but not be the formal baker's shovel tool that you normally would use. And the reasoning for this, the Mechaber says, shelo yasek hidero sha'osa b'chol. You shouldn't do this in the same normal way that you do it on a weekday. This is called uvda d'chol, and you should try to do it in a different way. B'chaba continues and he writes, however, you don't have another tool that you can do this with or it won't work, and you have to use this baker shovel, this regular marda, so you did the marda, then you are allowed to do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Hey, the reasoning behind this is because the whole concept of Rediyas HaPas, the Rediyas HaPas Lo Havi Shvus Gomer, this is not a full-fledged, full-blown Issa D'Rabbanan. The rabbis instituted over here, Ella Mishum Uvda D'Chol Osir. They said because it's too much like the weekday activity, and therefore we don't want you to do this over here. And therefore, if there is no alternative, and you do have a little bit of a Tzorach Shabbos over here to have the three meals for Shabbos, then Hitiru, in this situation, they did in fact permit you to do this. The Shifu number 25 brings down, this is true for other Tzorach mitzvahs. So the Ramah brings down that this is acceptable under certain situations to do a Uvda D'chol in order to allow you to go and do a mitzvah. But it's not a blanket heter, and you only can do this if there is no other way to perform the mitzvah. B'chaba continues and he writes, Vim nisono, if you put this bread in, b'chdei shikmu paneh, with enough time before Shabbos that it could in fact have the crust form, which is permissible to do. So kivan de lo avad isura, since you didn't do anything forbidden, b'tzorach Shabbosu, and now, even though this rediyas hapas should not be done on Shabbos in general, as we pointed out, it's a shvus, and you shouldn't do this, but nevertheless, since it is a tzorach of Shabbos, and you didn't do something really wrong, l'chadchila, ro de kedarka, then you are allowed to detach it on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Vav explains, however, b'seif el yirab, even though you technically did not do anything wrong when you put it in there, nevertheless, when you do take it out, you should try to do it with the shinoi, if at all possible. Chofetz Chaim in Os Lamed Hey in the Shaar HaTzion explains, because the harbei chokim al haran hamekub was there. This din that is a leniency over here that the mechaber brought down is based upon a ran, and this ran many disagree with. And he brings it, this is the Ramach and the Kesef Mishnah, the Ramban, the Rav HaMagid, the Kolbo, and the Ramah himself in the Darkei Moshe also brings out that the Reim says it's no good. And he brings additional poskim as well. Mechaber concludes and he says, V'shalo l'tzorach hayom, and certainly if you don't need this for Shabbos, also afilu b'shino, then you're not allowed to do this for Diyas HaPas, even though you didn't do anything wrong by putting it in the oven on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and take it out on Shabbos if you don't have any need for it on Shabbos, and this is true, it's prohibited, even if you do it with the shinoi, because again, as we pointed out, there is a shvus over here, and if there is no tzorach mitzvah, you're not allowed to do this. The Ramah continues, and he says, that which we just said, all of these dinim over here, it's only talking about when the tanur was not sealed with clay. However, avol, imhu tuach betit, if it is in fact that the oven over here is sealed with clay, and therefore there is no concern that you're going to come to adjust the coals. Or likewise, o she'ena ofel etzorach Shabbos, rak lemotzi Shabbos, or if the person over here is baking, it's not for Shabbos, he put it in on Erev Shabbos, and it's going to bake over Shabbos, and it'll have stuff for motzi Shabbos. The yesh lo zman lafoso, in this situation, we're absolutely certain he's not going to come to stir the coals, because he's not eating it on Shabbos, then mutter, you would be allowed to go and put it in on Erev Shabbos, even if it hasn't yet reached the stage of that it could before Shabbos cook to get a crust. But why? The lo gazrinam b'chi ha'gavna shema yichate. Because in these situations that I pointed out, he brings down in the name of the kolbo, there is no concern that you will come to adjust the coals because you're not planning on eating it, or it's sealed in such a way that you won't come to adjust the coals, which is the whole reason you can't do something on Erev Shabbos, because you may come to do something further on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Zayin says, this Tuach betit over here is talking about atchilas hasif koy demutulitin, that you're allowed to put it in bread that is that hasn't been cooked. The lo gazrino shema yistor atit v'yichate. We don't have to be concerned that you come to undo the seal over here and go and adjust the coals. And he says ayin and siv zayin hech yisnaig beinyon haridia. And how are you supposed to do this ridia? We'll learn in Mitzvah Shema tomorrow shir in siv zayin. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Ches says lefoso. You'll have plenty of time to go and bake it on Shabbos, if you're making it now on Erev Shabbos for Matzi Shabbos, da'afilu below chitui, yeah, nefe heita, because even if you don't stir it at all, you leave it alone, in 24, 25 hours, it certainly will have enough time to bake properly. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'ayin in the Magen Avraham shekosev, the tanuri mishalanu, however, in our ovens nowadays, kiven the kaimalon lekame besiv zayin, as we'll learn in tomorrow's shir, demutu lirdos mehem b'Shabbos, we don't have this isser of rediyas hapas nowadays with our ovens, And one is permitted to take out the food from the oven, the lechol, and eat it. Afilu yesh lo agim usudu shel Shabbos al Shabbos. Even though you have enough bread for Shabbos, here we do have to be concerned. Chayshinon shemo yimolech lechol meapas shebetana b'Shabbos v'yachate b'gecholim kidei shiyispashol mehira. Here we do have to be concerned because there's no issa preventing you from taking it out. So therefore, we may say, "Gee, this person's baking it for Motzei Shabbos, and now all of a sudden guests come over, and he needs a couple of extra rolls. So he'll go to the oven and stir it." So we'll cook fast and be ready in time. So we do have to be concerned nowadays for this with our ovens. So it's a kula and a chumrah, the way our ovens are different than the times of the Gemara. Sivav, the Mechaber writes, Bim nesano b'Shabbos, afil b'mezid. If a person put it into the oven on Shabbos, even if he did so intentionally, now it hasn't yet cooked, hasn't yet baked yet. So therefore, right now there's no isser. He just put it in. But if he lets it stay there without doing anything for another few minutes, he will be over the isser of bishul of afiyah on Shabbos, Mutter lo, he himself is permitted, lirdos, to go and detach it, which is a minor iser, kodem shiyofet, before it bakes, in order, kidei shelo, yovo lide iser skila. So he himself, for himself, is allowed to do a minor iser, the shvus of rediyas apas, in order that if he doesn't do this, he will, in 5 or 10 minutes, be over in iser skila, a capital crime on punishment on Shabbos of skila, by baking on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, if cut in lamites, a very important idea. The Havamina, I might have said, Haliteo la Rosh of Yomus. Hey, we're not going to give a heter over here to this Rosh to do something. He did this on purpose. And now we're going to give him an Eitzah or a heter to go and do this minor transgression of Rediyas Apas in order that he shouldn't get Misa. Let him die. Let him get Misa. He's a Rosh. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the Shari. No, we don't say this. And in fact, we allow him to do this Rediyas Apas, this minor Isser, in order to prevent him from getting a much bigger Isser. And certainly, this is b'mezid, v'kol shekein kishehidbik b'shogig, the shari. And certainly, if he did this unintentionally, he didn't realize there wasn't enough time before Shabbos, etc., so then we allow him in order to detach this bread, kidei shelo yovo lidei isra chatos, in order that the person shouldn't end up doing a much more serious sin, albeit unintentionally, of baking on Shabbos. The issue foot number 27 brings down, from Berkiva Eger, the reasoning over here is, Kan sheshnei ha'isurim hei me'inyan Shabbos. These two isurim over here, the rediyas apas and the baking of the bread, are both the same inyan of Isur Shabbos. If you do the rediyas apas, you'll be over Isur Shabbos. If you leave the bread in there, you'll be over in Isur Shabbos. Therefore, in such a situation, Rav Akiva Eger says, we don't say better to fulfill the words of Chazal over here, not to do rediyas apas and be over in Isur Torah. In this situation, we say, Odiv shiyavar al Isur derabbanan, better that you should not fulfill the words of Chazal in order not to be over in Isur in the Torah. Furthermore, he says, Mikach she'ein eitzo lahashir sapas ad shetisarif. Why not just leave the bread in there until it burns? And this way, you won't have gotten any benefit from it because it's destroyed. So Shlomo Zalman brings down, until the point that it gets so burnt that it's destroyed, you'll have baked, and therefore you'll be chayav. Therefore, it's better to do the minor isser of rediyas sapas and not be over the major isser of baking on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem writes, Rosh Shlomar, that only he is allowed to do this. Lo. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Dafka hu biatzim hu telerdos. Only he is allowed to do this minor isser to prevent himself from doing the major isser. Aval acherim asurim lirdos bishvilo. But somebody else cannot go and do this minor isser to save him from doing a major isser, because we have a famous rule over here that a person doesn't sin in order to prevent somebody else from having a sin. And this is true over here. Bein shekesh hidbik b'mezid ubein mishoge. It doesn't make a difference how the bread was put in originally. It was done intentionally or unintentionally. Afilu mishidbik is a pas eineno befo shiodiu. And even if the person who did this originally put in the bread when he wasn't allowed to is no longer here, and there's no way he can prevent his own issa from occurring, we nevertheless apply this rule. The ein omer loyodim. We don't say that the person should go asei chet. You should do a sin. Kal. Even a lenient sin, kidei shelo yovo chavercho lidei isur chomer, in order that your friend should not do a much more serious sin. We don't say that. And the reason is, kivon shechaveru pasha b'mei shehidbik, since the friend did something wrong, so it's his problem, his issue. And Mishnah Berurah points out in Shaar HaTzion Os Mem that even if it was done unintentionally, nevertheless, the havelei le'yizoyer shelo yovo lezeh, he should have still been more careful. The Mishnah Berurah adds, "Vafilu b'tanurim shalonu shem b'misur v'yidur." Even nowadays, ovens which don't have this issur of rediyas apas, nevertheless, mitzadi be'el yirabah da'osul yachar, that another person shouldn't do this. Only the person who put it in still should do this. The reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mishum da'abotzek muktzahu," because this dough is muktzah. Since you're not allowed to take it out, it's muktzah. Being a royal tiltul, and therefore you're not allowed to move it. This is only true for baking. But in regards to cooking over here, it's absolutely clear. If somebody by accident left something Erev Shabbos next to a fire, which would be prohibited to be there, and it would be over the issur of cooking on Shabbos, somebody else should definitely remove it. To prevent him from doing an issur. There is no issur over here at all. The issur foot number 31 explains why it's not even an issur of muktzah. And therefore, there's a mitzvah for you to go and prevent him from doing a sin, since there is no harm to you. You're not doing anything wrong. Mr. Bursif Kadamim Alev says you can even do this with the baker Shaval Pibu Marde. If you can do it in a somewhat different way, with a knife or something else, it's better to do it with an implement that's not the standard implement. If this won't cause any delay, as long as this won't cause an issue to occur. That concludes today's shir.